It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. At some point, you're going to buy a new phone. Events today in a San Jose courtroom are going to have an impact on how that goes, as lawyers for Apple and Samsung make closing arguments in the patent lawsuit between the companies. Doug Lichtman is with UCLA School of Law.
Apple is telling a very simple, clean story. They saw our products, they liked them, and they copied almost everything they could see. On defense, Samsung is saying, hey, Apple didn't invent those things. Even though you all think that the iPhone was a great breakthrough, the iPad was really innovative, it wasn't. It was just a natural step in the progression.
Samsung's products run on the Android operating system, Apple's biggest rival, and they do look like Apple products. But Samsung, says Colleen Chen of Santa Clara University School of Law, claims the similarity is to be expected.
For example, as a precursor to the tablet computer, they had a table computer, and looking at some of their prototypes from before Apple introduced its product, you just do get a sense that modern technology today didn't just come out of nowhere. It really has built on generations of different advances.
If Apple wins, the adjustment to the average phone itself might not be all that huge, says Lichtman.
Imagine the judge says you can't use slide to unlock anymore. Samsung will then go ahead with corkscrew to unlock, where you spin your finger in a circle. Or look at the front-facing camera. It will recognize you and unlock. And so for most of the features at issue, worst comes to worst, Samsung will download some sort of software upgrade, knock out the feature, and replace it with something pretty similar, but perfectly legitimate.
In the event of an Apple victory, however, it won't just be Samsung making adjustments, says Chen.
Apple's sending a message out to the community, you know, don't make products that look like ours, and companies will have to take that up, and you'll see differences in the types of products that you are able to choose from.
So it's as much about the precedent as anything. So if LG wants to make a phone, then they're going to look at this ruling.
Yes, definitely. I think Apple is, you know, taking a hard line here because they do want to set a strategy that's not just for this particular case, but will set the tone for what can happen in the marketplace.
Now, if Samsung wins, any company that makes Android gadgets can probably keep making them look like Apple gadgets. Vacation season for a lot of people, but not robots. Never robots. It's the
Robot Roundup.
Let's see what they're up to.
Robots
are taking a cue from chameleons. Harvard researchers are making robots that mimic the disguise abilities of living animals. The silicone-based robots have narrow channels in their skin that can be filled with gases or liquids to let squishy robot blend in with the scenery. The Defense Department is interested. Battlefield of the future, packed with gooey chameleobots.
Robots
are getting jobs making noodles in restaurants. A restaurateur in China is building humanoid noodle droids and selling a ton to other restaurants at $2,000 a piece. The robots have moving eyebrows and eyes that flash. You know why? Seriously, do you? Because I have no idea. But disguises and noodles still aren't as impressive as
robots
blasting rocks with lasers on Mars. That's what the Curiosity rover has now done, firing a laser 30 times, each with a million watts of power, until the rock turned to plasma. Goo. Folks, we as a society have our ups and downs, but we did build a robot that went to Mars and melted a rock with lasers. High five someone today. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com. Get Marketplace any way you'd like every day, right here on your local public radio station and on Marketplace.org, Slacker, Stitcher, Flipboard, and iTunes.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.